Hi everyone, welcome to lecture 6 of OpenRefine. In today's lesson, we will have a look at how we can split one column into multiple columns. So if data in a column needs to be split into multiple columns and the parts are separated by a common separator, for example, a comma or a space, you can use that separator to divide up the pieces into their own columns. So let's suppose we want to split the scientific name column into separate columns for genus and for species. So to explain this for the people who are not familiar with genus and species, a name of an organism contains two parts. The first part, in this case Amphispiza, is called the genus. That is like your first name. The second part, Balaeniota, is the species. And that is like your surname or your last name. So we want to split this organism name into genus and species. So first name and last name. So to do that, you can click on the dropdown next to the scientific name column. Choose edit column, split into several columns. In the pop-up, you will see that there is a separator box containing a comma by default. So in our case, our first name and last name, or genus and species, is separated by a space, not a comma. So make sure to delete this comma and make a single space by pressing spacebar. By default, the original column will be removed after splitting. But we don't want to do that. We want to keep the original column for now. So please make sure that you uncheck the box that says remove this column. Now you can click OK to perform the split operation. If you scroll a bit to the right, you will see that four new columns were created, and it will contain the name of the original column with an additional number at the end. So it is scientific name 1, 2, 3, and 4. Notice in that some cases, scientific name 1 and 2 are empty. Why is this? Why do you think this happened? And what can we do to fix this? So please note that the character on which the split is performed can be anything. It does not have to be a space like we just did. It can be a comma or a special character or a number even. The only requirements are that it should appear in every row of the column that you want to split, and it should appear consistently in the place where you want the column to be split. So the reason why these two first rows failed to split correctly was because there was a leading white space at the beginning of the entry. So leading white spaces are very difficult to notice when you clean your data manually. And this is another advantage of using OpenRefine to clean your data. So you can definitely see that we need to fix this. So I want you to end the lecture with an exercise. Try to change the name of the second column to species. Are you able to do this, or do you encounter a problem? We will provide the solution at the end of the week. Try to see if you can rename the second column to species. This is the end of lecture 6. In the next lecture, we will look at how we can undo and redo steps in OpenRefine.